93.7 River City's new classic rock, Doug and Joe show on a Monday. If you weren't here, huge announcement this morning. I would be Hans, he would be Joe, and that guy over there, he's here to pump you up.
We're here to pump you up.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Joe has said that he's going to start competition-level bodybuilding.
You know it.
It's coming. And he wants to work out because he's I guess, tired of looking the way he does, and I guess he spent too much time in front of the computer looking at the photo shoot that we did a couple weeks back with him in the leopard thong.
I ain't going to lie to you. That may have a tinge. A tinge of something to do with it.
It should have more than a tinge, yeah. Because everybody in Sacramento saw this. We looked at the numbers, the views on that thing. It was like 30,000 people saw you wearing that women's underwear.
I don't know if we need to get specifics on the numbers of people that saw it or not.
A lot of people went to look at that, and a lot of people saw just the shape you're in, and I think that should be a big, big factor as to why you should work out.
Not going to lie, it's a contributor.
Just a tinge, though.
Yeah.
So what Joe said is he wants to work out, and he doesn't want to just do cardio, or he doesn't want to get fit. He wants to muscle build.
It's coming.
He wants to body build, and he said today at the after show, follow us, like us on Facebook, get the update. Coming up at 10:30 today, are you going to pull the shirt off to show us so we can chart the progress day and day?
Oh, yes. I want accountability.
Yeah.
I may even get into some what do you call that when you get strengthening? What's that mode of... They teach that mode of fighting, but you don't really fight. I saw Will Ferrell do it when that movie Get Hard. You just kind of dance around. It looks like you're dancing. You swing your legs around and your arms. It's not really...
Like Tai Chi?
Something. No, not Tai Chi.
It's like capoeira or something.
That's what it is, yeah. Right there. You don't really use it to defend yourself or get tough or anything else. It just looks really cool when you can do it, like out in the front yard when the sun's coming up.
Oh, you're going to do this when the sun's coming up?
Well, not during the weekday because I'm in here, but like on a weekend.
Hey, Dog and Joe pre-shows. Why don't you do some of that every morning when we come in here before you play something off the river turntable?
Once I learn it, I'd be glad to show you.
So I want to go back to this, though. Joe, throughout my time knowing Joe has said some of the most outlandish things, stuff that's not even fathomable or believable by anybody.
Thank you.
And Joe always says, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I tell Joe, no, you're not. No, you're not going to do it. You say you're going to do it. So now just a quick list of the things I can remember that Joe has told me.
We've taken the time to write them down.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Joe has said for years, since I met Joe, he was going to quit smoking.
Did that, though.
You quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an asterisk there.
Yeah, you quit smoking pot, which... To the city's amazement, I cannot believe you did it. No one can. Congratulations. Woo! You did do that. And I'm very happy that you did do that because you're now a year and 4 months sober or whatever it is.
Roughly. Yeah. Yep.
May, June, July, August. Yeah. You're a month and a half or a year and a half sober.
Wow. 1 year, 5 months, 2 days.
That's damn good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you still smoke. And
cigars. Yeah. And my vapor device.
Yeah, but see, you started using the vapor device because you were going to quit smoking cigars. You were done with those.
I was, yeah.
And Friday, so you know, Joe, he ran across the street to the store. He said, hey, I'm going down to get some cigars. And I said, why? You don't smoke them. He said, today I do.
Hey, that's part of the problem. I smoked 5 packs of Swisher Sweets over the weekend.
5 packs?
Five cigar count packs. What's that? 25 cigars this weekend.
So you're back on the cigar train.
Hard.
Okay.
Got to get off of that immediately because my son now is old enough to realize, and he keeps telling me, his best buddy, he's like, you know how my so-and-so's grandma died, don't you, Dad? I said, how? And he goes, smoking. Oh, he's on me.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm allergic to the smoke. And he's not even out there with me when I'm doing it. He's doing it through the sliding glass door to me.
He's a good boy. But isn't it odd, don't you think, that you start smoking like a train right before this revelation hits you that you're going to start working out, become a bodybuilder?
I think that's why the revelation hit me.
You're smoking too much.
Yeah, there's just stuff going on in my life that I need to just cleanse.
So you need to change.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The quitting smoking. At one time, I think you did pay off the credit card debt, but I think since then you've amassed more.
Quite a bit more.
So you still owe credit. You've talked about how you're going to get healthy. No more fast food. No more junk food. You're going to eat better.
I have cut down on the fast food. The junk food, no.
You still eat crap.
Yeah.
You eat Lunchables every day.
Yes, I do, probably.
You still take a Lipitor. You eat garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat as much fast food, but you still eat garbage.
I do.
Then you said one time you were going to build a man cave at your house. And we took pictures of that. We posted those online over at the old meth lab. I've been to your house as recent as, I think, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Unless the men that you're going to hang out with want to sit on junk and just boxes? That doesn't look like a man cave that I've seen.
That's coming.
Okay.
That is coming. I don't know if I'm going to make it into a man cave, but the things I was holding on to, they're gone.
Well,
I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to have a what they like to call around these parts, a garage sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I think you should do now? I don't think it's going to be a man cave anymore. I think what it needs to be is a gymnasium.
I
think you need to put your weight bitches in there and your ellipticals and all your stretch bands and your bounce balls.
A workout room.
Yes. Yes.
I could be down for that.
Joe's Gym.
Don't say things like that. That's got a ring to it.
766-9370. Dylan, welcome. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Tony Monge, Jizzle?
What's up, man?
Welcome.
Hey, guys. I think Joe's going to get so buffed, they're not going to say we're going to the gym anymore. They're going to start saying, I'm going to go to the Joe to work
out.
Yeah. That's what I like, Dylan. Say things like that publicly and on Facebook.
But I got a question, though, for Dog Word. Hey, so what's going on with the testosterone? What happened with that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yes.
Yes, well, we're talking about things that no one completes.
Well, I'll tell you, Dylan, you can sit right there. The testosterone, still in the making.
Is it?
And it's come a long way, but here's the thing.
Why do you get a pass on yours taking so long to build?
Mine hasn't even taken a year, I don't think.
It's not even close to being done yet, though, is it?
Oh, yeah. All I have to do is I have to lay down the money to get the desks put in.
Oh, okay.
And I want built-in desks. And here's the other thing, getting all the stuff that I have, that I've had for years, all my memorabilia, all my records and all that, getting it framed the way I want it, it's expensive.
Sure.
So getting that stuff up, I'm going to do pieces here and there, but what I have to do now, the only thing I have to do is get the foosball table, and I want built-in desks. I want a desk for the missus on the left, my desk on the right.
What is a built-in desk?
Well, I want it attached to the wall. Okay. I want it built-in. I don't want to just buy a desk and put it in there. I want built-ins. And I want uppers and lowers, and then on my side, lowers, and then all my frame stuff.
Okay.
So I just haven't wanted to spend the money to do that. It's not necessarily, because it's done. I got to take a couple boxes of paper out, and that's it, and get a foosball table. So now the reason it's not complete, it's basically spending the money on the desk or the cabinetry and the foosball. So that's why I haven't done it, but it's pretty done, and it looks pretty good. It's just I don't have the desks in there, and then it's done.
Okay.
So mine's coming along pretty good. But back to Joe and Joe's Estroden. That's what we call his, because mine's the testosterone. His is the Estroden.
Never really liked the name of that.
Has a good ring to it, though.
Yeah, it didn't really take off the way I thought it would.
You're not going to work out, and you're not going to build muscles.
Yes, I am.
I would like you to get in better shape. I think that you and people out there could use you being healthier, like your son, but you're not going to do it. This is going to be a two-week thing. We're going to take pictures online, and then what you're going to do is like everyone does. When they go to the gym, you're going to peter out.
I was going to start today. It was going to be day one. And I'll have you know that I went through my normal morning routines, and I'll be damned if I didn't leave my workout shoes, my shorts, and my shirt at home.
Day one, you forgot it.
Yeah.
How convenient.
They're in a little Walgreens bag sitting right on the counter.
And you forgot them.
I walked right out without them.
Okay, so tonight, what are you going to do when you get home?
I'm going to set them on top of my over-the-shoulder man bag that I take to work every day.
Okay, I'll do you one better. If you want to get serious about this new regimen, you want to get working out, you want to put muscles on, when you get home tonight, what you do is you walk in first thing, you get your gym bag or your Walgreens bag, you put that in the trunk. You put that in the car.
Oh, front seat.
Yeah.
There we go.
And here's what else you do. Pack a second one so there's always an extra in the car, and you never have to forget it or worry about it not being there, and you never have an excuse.
I like that. Only I don't have an extra pair of shoes. So I may have to work out of my Skechers slip-ons, but I'd do it.
Yeah, okay. Here's the other thing. You could buy some. I mean, it's cheaper than a gym membership. If you work out here at the gym and you work out at home, you could fork over, I think, on the credit card, $50 for a pair of second gym shoes.
Okay. See, I could.
You want accountability, I'll hold you to it. I'll put your feet to the fire.
You know what else I'm going to put in the car tomorrow? And that's my pull-up bar.
Pull-up bar. You're going to put that in the car.
You know that thing that hangs in the door frame?
Yeah.
I'm bringing that in.
So where are you going to hang that? You going to hang it here in the studio?
In our office.
Oh, so the people at work get to watch you condition.
I think that'll definitely hold accountability.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? Dana, you and I, we're going to start promoting this thing around the office. We'll sell tickets for Joe's workout. And all the salespeople can come and they can watch for 15 minutes and Joe can show them how to get in shape.
Oh,
from like 11 to 11:30.
We should probably wait a month till I get it down. That first couple weeks are going to hurt.
I don't know. Hey, this is what you do. I think you got to get that thong back on that you did the photo shoot in, and we got to get you some leotards underneath. So I think we start doing exercise videos on the after show, and you could sweat to the oldies and the people that watch along.
Joe Simmons.
Yes, Joe Simmons.
I can't work out in that thing. You both know that things will fall out. That's not containable for workouts.
You just got to wear the leggings and the leg warmers
with
it.
That's why you put the spandex underneath it. Then you can pull those up. You can pull them up nice and high in between. That's how you do it. I'm telling you, you want to see the after show numbers go through the roof?